You're listening to the Q106.5 Morning Show on demand. Wake up weekdays with Cindy Campbell and Jordan Verge on Maine's number one for new country.
That is George Burge, Cowboy Songs, Q106.5. We are David and Cindy. Happy Tuesday. Good morning, Miss Cindy Campbell.
Good morning, David Bujenski.
Did you get some sleep?
I did.
Okay.
Yes, did you?
I got a little bit more. Couldn't sleep last night. I'm kind of stressing a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
Well, no, there's a reason. I'm looking at the forecast.
Yeah.
There's some snow coming.
Yes, there is.
This is going to be my first Maine snow.
Yeah.
What the heck am I going to do?
You'll be fine.
What do I need?
Well, you've got your scraper.
Okay.
You got good tires on your truck?
I do.
Just take it slow and, you know, give yourself plenty of time to stop. Don't slam on those brakes.
I don't have a snow shovel yet.
Oh, okay. That's an issue.
Okay. Yeah. Hold on.
I want to do that.
All right. I'm going to go to Home Depot or Lowe's today and pick up a shovel. I don't have any salt.
That would be a good thing to have, too.
All right. Going to need that. I also see a lot of gentlemen around town wearing vests. Do I need one of those?
Wearing vests?
Yeah. They're all wearing vests, like little sleeveless vest things.
Oh, okay.
What are those? Everybody was wearing one yesterday, everywhere I went.
I guess from like a shoveling point of view, it would keep your body warm without overheating your arms while you're shoveling, I guess.
So I don't know.
I don't have a vest.
I saw one of our bosses, Jeff Tuttle here. He was wearing a vest yesterday.
Oh, yeah, he does wear one, yeah.
Yeah.
Jordan, my husband wears one, too.
Okay, Jordan Burge wears one as well.
Right.
Everybody at the gas station yesterday was wearing one.
Okay.
Every guy at Hannaford yesterday was wearing one.
So ask them. I don't know. I wear a coat.
That's what I was saying. I was wearing a coat, and I'm like, am I missing the fashion statement here? Am I not fashionable? Everybody is wearing a vest.
Okay. Are you saying that Jeff is a trendsetter? Jordan is a trendsetter.
Your husband is a trendsetter.
Yeah.
Okay. I need one. Can we ask Jim what kind of vest he wears?
Actually, he needs a new one.
Okay, great. I'm going to go shopping today, apparently. I'm picking up a shovel, salt, and a vest. And I wrote vest twice because everybody looked good in their vest, and I was wearing a coat. And I was like, I look really stupid right now. I am not fitting in.
Mm.
And I want to.
I don't know what the purpose of the vest is. I mean, Jim wears a vest, and then he wears a jacket over it, so...
What is the purpose of the vest? We need to know. 207-991-9500. Why am I the only guy wearing a coat and every other guy out there is wearing a vest?
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to know.
Get with the trend, I guess.
207-991-9500. I'm dead serious. The phones are ringing, so
let's find out.
We're David and Cindy, Q106.5. Thanks for laughing with us on a Tuesday morning. It's Q106.5. We are David and Cindy. Happy Tuesday morning. Thanks for laughing with us.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
We have snow in the forecast.
It was snowing when I came in this morning. Was it snowing when you came in?
No.
Yeah, yeah. Not a lot. I mean, it was just kind of spitting snow, but... snowing.
Coming up, I actually have a very funny story what happened to me this morning around 4:30.
Okay.
And I'm glad it was 4:30 because everybody was sleeping when this happened.
Uh-oh.
That's on the way.
Okay.
Right now, we're trying to figure out what the heck are these vests? Why is everybody wearing these vests? Not everybody. I don't want to separate genders here, but I am. All the men were wearing vests yesterday.
Okay.
And I was like, what is going on? Do I need one of these vests? What is the purpose?
I don't know. I mean, it keeps your body warm while not overheating your arms, I guess. Gives you more mobility if you're working.
You said your husband, Jim.
Always wears a vest.
Well, can we text him and find out what the heck is the purpose of the vest? The phone lines are ringing. Let's go to them. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning, David. It's Uber Paul. How are you?
Oh, doing fantastic now that you called.
How are you, Paul?
Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
So listen, David, you're not the only guy that does not wear a vest.
Okay.
I'm approaching the big 60, and I'll went along unless it's snowing, and I'm outside removing the snow. I wear a hoodie and sneakers.
All right. So do you know what the purpose of the vest is? Because literally every guy yesterday I saw, they were wearing a vest.
I have no idea, but no offense to anybody that's listening, but I'd say they're kind of preppy.
Ooh, I saw some burly men out there wearing vests. I would not look at them. Yeah. I would not look them in the eye and be like, "You're kind of preppy."
Well, they gotta find me. And I have my friends that are if they're listening, they're not out of bed yet, so I feel that I'm safe.
Okay.
All right, Paul. Well, thanks for calling in. And when's your 60th?
Year and a half.
Oh, okay. You're approaching 60 then. All right.
I'm not going to do the countdown like you did. I don't want to turn 60.
Whoa. I didn't do it.
You're not 60, but I'm not going to do the countdown.
Paul, I didn't do a countdown. You're making me sound like I'm a narcissist. I didn't do a countdown to my birthday, did I?
He did a countdown. We both know he did a countdown.
I did a countdown?
That's right, Cindy. He did. And David, you know, I think the reason why you are out like Thanksgiving week is because you took a dip in a hot tub in the Hannaford parking lot.
And I had so much fun, I needed to take some time off.
You look like you had a blast. Have a great day, guys.
You too, Paul. Thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
A little backstory on Uber Paul. When he drove me to the airport.
Right.
And I left my keys?
Your keys.
And he was so kind to come all the way back to Bangor International and bring them back to me so I could catch my flight in time and still have my keys.
Right. And then he called me and told me all about it.
Yeah, you ratted me out, Uber Paul. You're still a great guy, but you ratted me out.
Which was awesome.
All right, coming up, I got a story. Oh, actually, we're still looking for the reason for the vest. Why are all the dudes wearing vests? And do I need to go get one? 207-991-9500. The phones are ringing. All right, maybe we'll get a reason.
Yeah, I want to know too.
Q106.5, we're David and Cindy. David and Cindy, and we got a bunch of calls on hold. I'm assuming that they are going to give us an explanation
on why so many guys wear vests opposed to jackets.
I was walking around yesterday, I was wearing my jacket, and everybody was just, all the guys were just wearing vests.
Yeah.
And why, I wanted to look like them. They all look tough.
Did you feel like you stood out because you were wearing a jacket?
Yes.
Okay.
I felt like a baby. I'm like, why am I wearing this jacket? Everybody's just wearing a vest. They got a flannel on and a vest over. That's it. All right, we'll get to those calls in a minute. But let's check the weather with WABI TV5's Todd Simcox real quick.
Good.
Partly to mostly cloudy skies and chilly out there for our Tuesday. Temperatures today in the mid-20s near 30 north, low to mid-30s elsewhere. Clear to partly cloudy tonight. Overnight lows mainly in the teens. And then look for increasing clouds on Wednesday. Temperatures Wednesday, a couple degrees either side of 30. Snow and mix will move in Wednesday night. We'll see that continuing on Thursday. It'll be snow north and west of Bangor. Snow and mix across the interior. Mix and rain along the coastline. Steadiest early, tapering to scattered snow showers from southwest to northeast across the state by late morning into the early afternoon. Temperatures on Thursday in the 30s to near 40. On the back side of that, it's windy. It's colder on Friday with a mix of sun and clouds. Temperatures Friday only in the 20s to low 30s, but a gusty northwest wind will make things feel quite a bit colder, and that wind could gust as high as 40, maybe even 45 miles an hour at times on Friday. For Q106.5, I'm WABI TV5 and the CW meteorologist, Todd Simcox.
24 degrees now at Q106.5.
Todd with your doom and gloom. Jeez. All right, let's go to the phones, try to find out what is the purpose of a vest on a man?
Yeah.
Why are they all wearing them? Good morning. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
This is Jean from Farmington.
Hey, Good morning, Jean.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Looking for an explanation about these vests that all the men are wearing.
Yes, all the guys around here wear the Carhartt vest. And it keeps your body core warm without being overdressed.
My core.
See, exactly. It keeps your trunk warm.
Yeah.
Go ahead and say
overheating
all the
your
guys
arms.
That work in the work hard and work in the woods and work outside during the winter. They all wear them.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Does
so my core,
sense?
But I don't have a core. I haven't worked out my core in forever. I just have a beer gut.
Even if it doesn't look like it.
Thanks, Jean, for calling in. You have a great day.
Thank you.
Good morning, Q. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Don. I'm working in Orono, and I'm calling about the vest. It's not to be preppy. It's because guys that actually do physical labor, the sleeves get in your way. They're bulky. It's to keep your core warm. That's all you need.
All right.
There you go.
Okay.
So that's a perfect explanation.
So what you're saying, I need to go pick up a vest so it makes me look like I actually do physical labor.
I mean, with the sleeves, they're good for, you know, putting your hands in your pockets. But when you're out there actually doing something, the sleeves get in your way.
Yeah. All right.
Most construction, that's why the guys are wearing vests.
That I'm going to pick one up because I want people to think that I do physical labor. I want people
hard?
To think that I'm a man. I want to be a man, gosh dang it.
Yeah, we're not out there. It's not to be preppy. You know, we're not wearing flip-flops. We're wearing one.
Appreciate you calling in. You have a great Tuesday.
I drive around in convertible Mustangs.
Have a good one, buddy.
Thanks, Don.
Thanks.
No offense to people in convertible Mustangs.
Well, if you're driving in a convertible Mustang right now, you're kind of a moron.
Yeah, I completely agree.
I feel attacked, though, there by Don, coming from California. With my flip-flops on. Okay. All right, Don. I'm going to go pick up a vest. Q106.5, we are David and Cindy. When I pick up my vest, I'm going to head over to Mason's Brewing Company.
Nice.
Man or woman, vest or coat. Flip-flops or Mustang, everybody's welcome at Mason's Brewing Company. And when you walk in, you'll be warm because they got the heaters on blast. And man, do they have they always update their menu, always. Right now, they've introduced their new, the Lozier Dog. Snapperazzo, all beef dog slathered with cream cheese. Come on, at Mason's in Machias or Brewer right there on the waterfront. Absolutely beautiful views. Going to be perfect, actually, to have dinner there Wednesday night. Think about that. Watching a snowfall and trying their new Lozier dog. Caramelized onions on that thing. And candied jalapenos. Oh, my God. My mouth is watering. It's too early for this. And you know they have the most delicious beers on tap. Their sour beer is back called the Cranthrax. Tart cranberry sour. Only in very limited supply, though. So you got to get down there to Mason's. I always get their ahi tuna salad. I absolutely love that. And then I order a pie too. I go there to be healthy and then I end up having all these beers and all their pizzas because it's absolutely delicious. It's so good there at Mason's. Machias and Brewer, they're two locations. Check them out. If you're hearing this right now, this is your sign that you deserve a beer and a delicious meal at Mason's. Again, in Machias or Brewer, and you won't find a better beer or food combo than at Mason's. I challenge you. Go to Mason's today for the beer, the food, the views, and their staff is fantastic. I'll see you at Mason's today. Yeah, that's Nate Smith right there, Q106.5. We are David and Cindy. Thanks for laughing with us on a Tuesday.
I need to play that song over and over and over again in my office after we get off the air.
Yeah, why is your office so cold?
My office is freezing. Everyone who comes to my office just immediately sits down and goes, man, it's cold in here.
Well, everybody else does that. I walk by and chuckle and go, my office is warm.
Yeah, shut up.
Yours. Miss Cindy Campbell with the potty mouth this morning.
Yes, but your office is on the second floor with all the salespeople. I get to be up here with the cool kids.
That's true.
Yeah.
Good point.
Freezing.
I don't want to talk smack on the salespeople. Oh,
no,
Father
no, no. I would never talk smack.
No, we can't. They're not awake right now. Are you kidding me? None of them are awake. You know what you might need?
What?
Inside your studio to keep you warm? One of these vests.
Yeah, that might work. Yeah.
We've been talking about it all this whole hour. For whatever reason, it sparked some conversation, and I'm grateful for it. We're grateful for it.
Yeah.
I walked around everywhere yesterday, from our boss to Jordan to the salespeople. Even Father Free was wearing one.
Was he really?
He was.
I didn't see Father Free yesterday.
Every guy that I saw yesterday was wearing a vest.
Interesting.
Why the vest? And we're getting a lot of calls and explanations about why guys wear these vests in lieu of a coat, because I was wearing a coat.
Yeah, apparently it's a passionate subject in Maine. I had no idea. I hadn't noticed that many guys were wearing vests.
I did. I was at Big Apple pumping gas, and I saw three guys wearing vests. And I'm like, am I out of touch? Like, I feel silly. Let me rip off these sleeves.
The phones are still ringing about the vest, so let's go to them. Good morning. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Bruce Stubbs from Brooks. How you doing, bud?
What's up, Bruce? Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, you know why men wear vests up here in Maine?
Why?
Because we're tough enough, so we don't need a full jacket.
All right. I'm convinced. I need to get a vest. I want to look like I'm tough enough. I'm 100% not tough enough, Bruce. I want to make that very clear. I'm 100% not tough enough. I am a baby. But if I wear a vest, at least people will think I'm tough enough.
No. Transplants can't wear them because their blood's too thin.
You have a great Tuesday, Bruce. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, you too, bud.
Bye. Good morning, Q. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jeff, and I'm in Lickamane.
Hey, how you doing, Jeff?
Pretty good. I was listening to your best series.
Yeah, please weigh in.
Well, I could be a vestibule, you know, or maybe they're invested. I don't know. There's a lot of reasons, but maybe they just don't like sleeves.
Did you just say vestibule?
A vestibule, yeah.
You just won my heart. I love that.
You know, and they could be invested. I don't know. I just say maybe the Velcro didn't work and their sleeves fell off. Who the heck knows, you know? There's a ton of things that could be going on here. I think a lot like Kramer on Seinfeld there. So,
right.
Thinking through this may take all day.
Thanks for the laughs this morning on a Tuesday. You have a great rest of your day.
You're welcome.
Don't put out anything bad.
I know.
Morgan Wallen. That was called Love Somebody. Q106.5. We are David and Cindy.
That's us.
Happy Tuesday morning. All right. Snow in the forecast, Miss Cindy. I need to get a shovel because I don't have one yet. And some salt. Yeah. Not the pink Himalayan salt.
Yeah, not table salt.
Because I bought a bunch of that.
Pink Himalayan salt?
Yeah, I bought like bags.
It's good on popcorn.
I know. It's not going to benefit me with the snow. I wish somebody would have told me. I went out and bought in bulk about $300 worth of pink Himalayan salt. Nobody told me that that's not the salt that they were talking about.
Have you ever heard of Google?
Shh. Shut your mouth over there. And I need a vest. I need a vest to look like a man. We established that in the 6 o'clock hour.
That's right.
Thank you for everybody for calling in.
Men in Maine wear vests.
All right. Got that down.
Okay.
By the way, speaking of Morgan Wallen, coming up at 8:20 this morning, you want to listen for that code because you can win an epic trip to go to Morgan Wallen's Sand in My Boots Festival in Gulf Shores, Alabama. If you've never been there, it is one of the most beautiful places on earth.
Oh, really?
Oh, the water is crystal clear. Wow. It's just fantastic.
And you have all that plus Morgan Wallen and Post Malone and Brooks and Dunn and Hardy and Riley Green and Bailey Zimmerman and more.
You can't beat that.
No.
I mean, and we're going to take care of your airfare, your weekend hotel accommodations, $500 spending money.
Right.
Just got to listen for that code.
That's right. All the codes. Well, you don't have to get all the codes, but the more codes you get, the more entries you have in the contest. So 8:20, 10:20, 1:20, 4:20, and during Taste of Country Nights.
Beautiful. Yeah. All right. Again, that first one's coming up.
That's
8:20.
Right.
All right. This hour, we're going to have some fun with a topic, and we'll get to that in a little bit, but I have to share a story. It's embarrassing.
Oh, I love embarrassing stories. What? Tell me what?
I hate admitting embarrassing stories on air. In fact, I'm not going to do it.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm not going to.
Right. You can't tease us like that. No.
Fine.
Us.
Then just between you and I.
Okay. No one else is listening.
Okay. Don't tell anybody else.
All right.
All right. I dressed up. I look pretty dapper today.
You do look nice today.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I took my dog Moo out.
Okay.
Outside.
Yeah.
Back patio. I let him go outside and do his business.
Okay.
In the snow.
Yeah.
It's not snow, though, by the way. It's not snow right now. No.
It's ice.
That's right. That's right, it is. He started running off a little bit. So I went down the steps of the patio.
Yeah.
Yeah, you already know where this is going.
You fell down, didn't
you? Oh, it wasn't pretty. And I'm a large man. I'm 7'3".
That's right.
250 pounds.
Is that what that was? I thought there was a little earthquake.
Yeah. I'm 250 pounds of lean muscle. Lean muscle.
Yeah.
So my left, can I say butt cheek on the air?
You just did.
Well, let's say it again then. Okay. My left butt cheek has the biggest bruise on it. It's not attractive. And I have a beautiful butt. A beautiful butt. Not anymore, though.
I'm really glad you said it was your left butt cheek.
It's my left butt cheek. So if you see me sitting to my right now, which you probably notice, it's because I went down the steps of my patio. I thought it was just snow.
Yeah.
I thought it was just snow. It's not. I slipped, fell hard. Hard.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh because it's not funny when you fall on the ice.
Okay. I didn't realize that here in Maine, when it's white out there and you think it's snow, it's not snow. It's ice.
Well, you always got to assume it could be ice.
Well, I've learned my lesson.
Okay.
And now for the next month, maybe, I'll be icing my left butt cheek. How many times can I say butt cheek in this segment?
I'm not sure. You're doing pretty well.
Coming up, we're going to have some good news. And we're going to have a fun topic about if you get a Christmas gift.
Yeah.
Where it's a ticket to go anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
Where would it be? Start thinking about it.
That's a tough question.
Right?
Yeah.
Because we want to go everywhere.
Yeah.
But you get a ticket to go anywhere in the world. One spot. We'll talk about that on the way.
Okay.
But first, some good news. Coming up here in about 10 minutes on Q106.5, we are David and Cindy. And yes, okay, we have some snow in the forecast. And it better be snow. Does it actually snow here? Or is it just going to ice? You need the heating lodge. The heating lodge. Don't be left in the cold or leave your family or employees in the cold. The heating lodge is your place to beautifully heat your home, commercial or industrial space. I need one of their fire tables out on my patio to make sure there's no ice on the steps so I don't fall down again. Head to heatinglodge.com right now. Take a peek at their wood, pellet, gas stoves. They're all beautiful. And they have all of the popular name brands to heat your home with beauty. I was thinking of the heating lodge when I took my dog Moo out this morning, because I would like one of those beautiful fire tables. They can keep you enjoying your patio all winter long. And of course, they have the most premium patio furniture. It's called Polywood. It can handle all the elements of Maine. In summation, if you need heat, it's at the heating lodge. They have two locations in Bangor on Griffin and Union, and their new location, the Moosehead Trail in Newport. But again, you can see all they have to offer and place your order at theheatinglodge.com. You look like you love me. Q106.5. We are David and Cindy. Thanks for laughing with us on a Tuesday. But no thank you for laughing at me because I fell on the ice when I took my dog out this morning.
Okay.
I didn't know it was ice. Thought it was snow. Yeah. It looked like snow.
Yeah.
Went out. Chased him because he kind of ran off into the woods a little bit. Second step. Fall down, land on my butt cheek. We were trying to figure out if we could say butt cheek on the air.
I don't know how many more times we can say it, but.
Well, let's find out because Somebody is actually calling in wanting to talk about it. Good morning. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Sean from Belfast.
Hi, Sean.
Sean.
Hi. I'm glad you answered the phone the way you did.
Why is that?
Well, your butt cheek hurts from falling on the ice.
Right.
Right.
I have the preventative method to stop your butt cheek from hurting the next time you fall, well, won't fall on your butt cheek.
Hold on. I'm counting the butt cheeks. We've said butt cheek so far 17. No, I just said butt cheek 18. Oh, here we are, 19 yep. times.
Okay, so what's the preventative measure?
They're little pads that go on your steps that you plug in. They're a low watt, like a heat blanket that you can flip on whenever you feel the urge, and it keeps everything melted off your steps.
Oh, there you go.
So you won't bruise your butt cheek by falling on the ice.
All right, heating pads. I got it now.
I think David's butt cheek says 21. Thank you.
Yep. Yeah. Thank you, Sean, for helping out my butt cheek. Thank you for thinking of my butt cheek. 23.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Sean, you have a great day. Thanks for calling. Sure. Appreciate Sean. Miss Cindy, you would agree that it looks like I do squats.
Sure. Yep.
And I do about 10 a week. And I do 10 good squats.
Okay.
That's how I keep my butt cheeks firm. That's 24. But now I have a A big bruise on my left butt cheek, 25.
Okay.
And it hurts. It doesn't look good.
You know what we need right now?
Yeah.
Good news.
There we go.
Q106.5.
So much bad news out there. How about some good news?
I believe most people are good.
Good news on Q106.5 is brought to you by Slipping Gear Cycling, Stillwater Avenue, Bangor. Friends, family, community. Well, I've talked about this before. I'm going to talk about it again. I'm a member of 100 Neighbors Who Care of Penobscot Valley.
Yeah, I love that.
Which is this charitable organization that we meet once every quarter, and we listen to, it's a bunch of residents who just want to help out and have found a way to do it together. We listen to three charities who give a presentation about what they do and how they would use a sizable donation. After those three charities do their presentations, we vote, and whichever charity is selected gets a donation. Everyone in the group makes out a $100 check. Last night, it was Challenger Learning Center of Bangor.
Oh, I love Challenger Learning Center.
Bangor Street Pastors.
Uh-huh.
And Life Flight of Maine.
Love all three of them.
Exactly. It was tough last night.
I bet.
It was very tough last night, but when it was all said and done, Life Flight of Maine walked away with a donation of roughly $22,000.
Yeah, I don't think people realize they're a nonprofit. Yeah. And if you go on a hike and you get stuck, or you know, you're anywhere in the woods, I mean, that's who we depend on to come and save us.
Right, right, exactly. And the young woman who spoke, who is one of the folks that flies with Life Flight, and I wish I could remember her name, and I apologize for not, because I'm going to steal her story.
We'll call her Sarah.
She said last night that when she was young, her brother was a stock car racer and got into an accident. And she was taken away because, I mean, it was a bad accident.
Right.
And the only thing she remembered was the helicopter coming down. And her mother had gone out on the track thinking it was the last time she was going to see her son.
Oh, my gosh.
And her son, Life Flight, took him to the hospital. He's fine. And that same little girl now not only works for Life Flight, but flies with the pilot who flew her brother.
Get out of here.
And saved his life. And I mean, I don't know about anybody else, but I was bawling by the time she got done.
I bet.
So wonderful story and a wonderful organization, and congratulations to them. And if you want to know more about 100 Neighbors Who Care of Penobscot Valley, it's such a great organization. I'm so proud to be a part of it. Find more information at 100neighbors.org.
Very cool.
Yeah.
You do good work, Miss Cindy.
Thanks.
All right, coming up, we're going to talk about you get a Christmas gift, and it's a ticket to anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
You get to go anywhere in the world. Where would that be?
I've already thought of like five places.
I know. I can't narrow mine down. You got to pick one, though.
I know.
We'll launch that topic coming up here in about 10 minutes on David and Cindy. Thank you so much for laughing with us on a Tuesday on Q106.5. We're all Q106.5. We are David and Cindy. And Miss Cindy, your birthday is coming up in 39 days.
We're going to count down to my birthday?
What? Why not? We got to celebrate you. We want to celebrate you. Right. 39 days. Wow.
Okay.
That's great.
Sure.
We're also only 22 days away.
Yeah.
From what's that holiday? Help me out.
Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Okay. Thank you for saying so. Miss Cindy, now that we got that countdown down.
Yeah.
Countdown down. Countdown down. Countdown down. Now that we have that countdown
updated,
thank you. I have a question that I would like to ask you.
Okay.
Now, we talked earlier about me falling on my
butt cheek.
Hold on. That's 26. We're counting them. We're counting how many times we can say butt cheek on the air. 27.
That's right. That's right.
My question is, what falls in the North Pole and never gets hurt? What falls in the North Pole and never gets hurt? Because I fell this morning on my butt cheek, 28. And I have a big bruise on my left butt cheek, 29.
Uh-huh.
What falls in the North Pole and never gets hurt?
The temperature?
Snow.
Oh.
Miss Cindy.
Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color?
Yeah. Snow.
What was that?
We're going to have a new sound clip every day.
Okay.
Get ready for them.
All right. So we're not done with the butt cheek conversation yet.
That's 30.
MJ and Skowhegan. Oh, no, that was on Vest. Never mind. We'll do this. MJ and Skowhegan said David Vest are for seasoned Mainers who can handle the chill and because bulky jackets just get in the way.
All right. We were talking about men wearing vests because I saw nothing but men wearing vests yesterday and I was wearing a coat and I felt, I don't know.
Out of style.
Not, I'm like a man.
So Heather and Lowell says you can also, back to the butt cheek conversation.
31.
Heather and Lowell says you can also buy ice picks that attach to your shoes. I have some after landing on my, in quotes, butt cheek.
32.
One too many times. They're great. All right. Thank you, Heather. And we hope your butt cheek is feeling better.
33.
Thank you, Heather.
Yes.
For the help with my butt cheek.
That's right.
34.
There we go.
All right. We're going to launch a topic. This is going to be fun.
Okay.
If you get a Christmas gift and it's a ticket to go anywhere.
Right.
Where do you go? Hold on. I have a song for it.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Aruba, Jamaica.
Where are you going?
I know where David would go since he picked out the music.
I mean, any island, but I have to pick one spot. Where am I going? I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, Tahiti, maybe?
Yeah. See, you said that, and then it's like, oh, that would be really nice.
Right.
Someplace tropical. But my first thought is Scotland, because my ancestry is in Scotland. I would love to go see the countryside and the castles. I would love that.
Yeah, sure.
So.
Plus, that's a different environment. It's nothing like Maine.
They speak
Scotland.
English, but they don't sound like they speak English. Yeah. You do a lot of, what did you say?
Okay, yours is Scotland then.
Yeah.
Number one.
Yeah.
Ooh, I got to think about mine. You get a Christmas gift, and it's a ticket to anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
Where would you go? 207-991-9500.
Or you can leave us a message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app.
Oh, this is going to be fun. Yeah. I really got to think about this. Your response is coming up on David and Cindy, Q106.5. Tyler Harbor, Q106.5. We are David and Cindy, and there are two big things going on this morning. The first is your code that you want to listen for at 820 for this Morgan Wallen experience.
Yeah.
Sand in My Boots Festival in Gulf Shores, Alabama. You've never been there. It's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, airfare is covered. Hotel is covered. Tickets for the weekend in May is covered on $500 in spending money. So awesome. And an amazing lineup.
Amazing. Post Malone, Brooks and Dunn, Hardy, Riley Green, Bailey Zimmerman. Come on.
Yeah.
And then the second big story from this morning is from when I took my dog out around 4 a.m., and I thought it was snow, but it's ice because even though it looks like snow here in Maine, it's not. It's ice.
That's right.
I learned. I'm from California, so now I know. And my left butt cheek knows, oh, that's 35. We're trying to figure out how many times we can say butt cheek on the 36 because I slipped and fell thinking it was just snow. It's not. It's ice.
Right. Never assume in Maine.
Yeah. And I have a big bruise there. So those are the two big stories for this morning. Right now, though, we are talking about if you get a Christmas gift that is a ticket to take you anywhere in the world, where would that be? Your answer?
Scotland.
My answer?
Yeah.
I don't know yet.
See, Sarah Thompson on the Facebook page said Minnesota to visit my daughter, which makes me think my son is moving to Michigan later this month. So I should probably say Michigan so I could go out and see where my son is living and, and see the area where he's going to be. But I want to go to Scotland. Yeah,
Scotland has, Scotland has castles.
That's right.
Okay. Scotland has
Michigan
good beer.
Has snow and ice. So. Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Good morning. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Brandy, Dexter, Maine.
Hi, Brandy. You get a ticket to anywhere for Christmas. Where are you going?
I'm going to Bora Bora.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay. Gosh dang it, Brandy, you're making it harder for me to pick.
Yeah.
Bora Bora, and it's only because me and my daughter have been talking about it for years. She did a project in high school, and she wants to go snorkeling.
Oh, that's
wow.
Beautiful.
I'm sitting here looking. Yeah. I just Googled Bora Bora. That is beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's beautiful, beautiful.
So that's where I want to go.
Okay.
Brandy, thanks for calling in. You have a great Tuesday.
Thank you. You too.
Good morning, Q. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Emma. I'm calling from Lee.
Good morning, Emma. Thanks for calling in.
I would go to Montana fly fishing.
Fly fishing in Montana. That sounds awesome.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Your phone's a little spotty, but yeah, I think everybody after watching Yellowstone realizes how beautiful Montana is.
Yeah. Yeah. And
have a great day.
No, you too.
You too, Emma. Thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Did Emma just mic drop us?
I think she did. Hey, can I make a comment about watching Yellowstone and knowing what Montana's like?
Oh, yeah.
Why does it never snow on the show Yellowstone? They live in Montana.
That is a great point.
It's never winter in Montana if you watch Yellowstone.
Has there never been an episode with snow?
Never. It's like...
Oh, now you're making me want to go back and watch all of them.
Let's be realistic, folks. It's Montana.
Have you watched the new episodes?
Yes.
Are they good?
Yes. I watched the latest episode last night.
It's on my to-do list tonight.
Yeah.
All right. You get a Christmas gift. It's a ticket to take you anywhere in the world. Where will you go? Give us a call, 207-991-9500.
Or you can leave a message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app. You can also leave a message on the Q106.5 Facebook page. We have some great responses. We'll have some of those coming up.
Oh, we have a situation on Union Street, by the way.
There was a pedestrian hit by a vehicle on Union Street this morning. The area of Union Street by 2nd and Sanford Streets is closed down right now and will be likely for several hours. So just avoid that area if you can. No details at this point about how badly the person was hurt.
We get more details, we will share them. And your responses on where you will go anywhere in the world if your Christmas gift is a ticket to anywhere. Coming up on David and Cindy, Q106.5. 106.5, we are David and Cindy. Thanks for laughing with us on a beautiful, we'll call it beautiful, Tuesday.
Okay. Overcast. Kind of gray. Very wintry looking today.
It's not snowy and windy yet.
Very true.
And that's coming Wednesday night. Get ready for it. Yeah. We are 39 days away from Miss Cindy Campbell's birthday.
Yay.
Speaking of overcast and gloomy. And we are 22 days away from, what's that holiday again, Miss Cindy? What's that holiday?
Christmas?
Yeah.
Ho, ho, ho! Christmas.
Well, with that being said,
yes,
I do have a question for you.
Okay.
What did one Christmas tree say to another grumpy Christmas tree? What did one Christmas tree say to another grumpy Christmas tree?
Your bark is worse than your bite.
Lighten up.
Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color?
You haven't got me yet on Christmas jokes.
No. Yeah. No, I'm slipping.
I'm kind of proud of myself.
Yeah. And All right. Stumped me with that sound effect. I don't know what that is. So. Okay.
It's from Elf.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color? You don't remember that?
No. And I watched it just the other day. I don't remember that.
His dad, he goes to his dad's office. The phone's ringing. He answers. He goes, Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color?
I don't remember that.
Okay.
There's so many things to remember in that movie.
So many quotes.
Yeah.
So many. All right. Right now, we're talking about if you get a Christmas gift.
Yeah.
And it is a ticket to go anywhere in the world.
Right.
Where would you go? Cindy Campbell said.
Scotland.
I said. I don't know yet.
Any place tropical.
Yeah, but I got to narrow it down. That's the rule. You got to pick one.
Karen in Old Town said it would be either Scotland, Ireland, or Italy.
Okay, you got to pick one.
So, yeah, and I'm kind of the same way. Scotland, Ireland, I probably would go to Scotland just because that's where my ancestry is from. But Ireland, I would kind of like to see Ireland too.
Yeah, well, you can't be picky. You get it. It's your one ticket Christmas gift.
Okay.
It's like saying you want a PlayStation 5 and an Xbox. No.
You got to pick one.
You got to pick one.
Okay. Michelle in Kaduskeg sent us a message on the Q106.5 app. She said, if I had a ticket anywhere, we would go to Alaska to fish salmon with the bears. It's on her husband's bucket list.
I would love to do that. My friends are on the road. They're one of those road van people.
Okay.
And they just went there.
Yeah.
And their photos are phenomenal. I am so envious.
Yeah, I've always thought I'd like to go to Alaska.
BJ Dicker cheated. He picked two. Florida Keys or Devil's Tower, which is interesting. I think that's in, I've been there. I think it's in Wyoming.
Okay. The only thing I know about Devil's Tower is that it's from Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Is that what that is?
No, I don't know. I've never seen that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Never seen that?
It's
older movie. Very much an older movie.
Phenomenal piece of nature, though.
Old movie.
Claire Larson says Maine would love to visit you one day. Okay, Claire.
Claire's apparently not from Maine.
Yeah, love that, Claire. Well, come on down to Maine. Listen, I've been here 8 months, and I'm so happy that I made the move. Barb Seymour says to see my son in Missouri.
Nice.
Okay.
Buddy Angst, who was part of Nashville Knights at Smoke and Steel, but he was one of the competitors, said he would go to Australia.
I've been there. I recommend it.
Yeah.
And you know what?
What?
That might be my pick, too.
Okay.
Because I want to go back. I didn't get to see enough.
Cool.
Jamie Lovejoy says Paris, France.
See, that's on my list, too. I actually have my living room is kind of designed around this picture, this large picture that I have, and it's the Champs-Élysées in
I'm sorry. Ball. Say that again?
Champs-Élysées.
Yeah. Okay, it's
called, I'm sure I said wrong.
Say it like an American. It's Champs-Élysées.
No, and if you said it like an American, it would be Champs-Élysées or Elysee.
That's what I said.
E-L-Y-S-E-E.
Champs-Élysées. Okay? We don't speak French here. We speak American.
Okay.
No offense to our friends up north in Canada.
So I would love to see France, too. So it's hard. It's hard to pick one place.
Well, you pick Scotland. I really have to narrow mine down. It might be Australia.
It might be.
You did that way too well. 207-991-9500. Where are you going?
Or leave us a message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app.
I'll tell you what, if you're coming to Maine, you want to check out 207 Wellness in Veazey. They are fantastic for all your wellness needs. 207 Wellness. Are you training? Are you feeling sick? Are you hungover? Or you just want to improve how you feel overall? You deserve 207 Wellness. They are the best in town for all your health, hydration, and weight loss goals. Not just for recovery, which is what I needed a couple weeks ago. And the IV bag they gave me perked me right up. 207 Wellness prepares your body for the extremes. You utilize their IV hydration. It's a special 207 Wellness recovery and performance blend, which decreases your recovery time and enhances your performance with various minerals and allows you to perform at a high level. Oh, and there's a student discount. You're an athlete, college, university, high school, $99 a bag. For everybody else, it's about $145 to $160. And let me tell you, it's worth it. But student discount, $99 a bag. Performance, reboot, immunity blend. Oh, did I mention that the three wonderful nurse practitioners and three RNs in-house offer Botox too? Check them out today. 207wellness.org. It's 207wellness.org. 207wellness.org. .org 106.5. We are David and Cindy, and we are joined every man. I really thought I had this down.
What did you say yesterday?
I don't even remember.
I think we probably just started talking about something, and then I just
let's do that.
My way in
this segment in the 8 o'clock hour for country music news.
8 a.m. hour.
It does have to be 8 a.m. Not here at p.m.
This segment, in the 8 a.m. hour, we are joined always by the very talented Jordan Verge.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much.
Hey, Jordan, before we get to the code that everybody's waiting for Morgan Wallen.
Yes, the Sand in My Boots Festival, the first ever, one of a kind.
Oh, my gosh, and it's huge. I mean, Brooks and Dunn's going to be there, Post Malone, Riley Green, Bailey Zimmerman. We want to send you for the two nights.
Yes, you're going to get a couple of weekend passes. And I don't know if you've looked up prices for this Sand in My Boots Festival. I don't want to use the term outrageous.
Well, it's sold out, so I'm sure, yeah, people are the resale value is insane. What was the highest you saw?
Four digits.
No kidding.
High four digits.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, so these are some big ticket items right here.
So before we get to that, earlier this morning, we were talking about how I took my dog out at 4 a.m., and what I thought was snow ended up being ice.
Okay.
I slipped and fell and landed on my butt cheek. That's 37. We're trying to figure out how many times we can say butt cheek on the air.
Yeah.
Well, that's 38.
Well, which butt cheek did you land on?
Left, and that's 39.
Is that better or worse than your right butt cheek?
I don't know, but my left, it's 40. My left butt cheek, 41, is very bruised because I fell on the step chasing after my dog this morning.
Your butt cheek is already bruised from this morning?
42, yes. Very bruised.
Oh, that's not a good sign, right? If it bruises immediately? If your butt cheek is bruised?
Hey, 43.
Guys?
Yeah.
There are people waiting for the code. Could we give the code, please?
All right, get off my butt cheek, 44, and let's give the code.
Yes.
Sure. Yes, you could win the two weekend passes, which we've established. Very expensive. Flight to and from Gulf Shores, Alabama. I said round trip.
$500. Don't have the code.
Dude. I don't have the code.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
I don't have the code, but you could win so many great things.
The code is 331.
Dude, you are a pain in my butt cheek. 45.
331. Just open up the Q106.5 app. Tap the Sand in My Boots button. Scroll on down to the 8 o'clock hour for Tuesday. 331. It's your shot to win so many fun things.
There you go.
Right.
Country music news. Let's go.
Q106.5.
Straight from Nashville.
It's country music news.
Country music news on Q106.5 is brought to you by Rowell's Garage in Dover Foxcroft. For a fair, honest deal on your next quality vehicle, go to Rowell's Garage in Dover Foxcroft. We're running a little late. We'll do something real quick right here.
Okay.
What was the last pro sports game you guys went to?
Ooh, Chargers.
Oh, wow.
You went to the Chargers?
Los Angeles Chargers at SoFi Stadium.
Who did they play?
I don't remember.
It's a memorable game. Did they win?
Probably not. They're not that good.
Yeah. For me, it was Boston Red Sox playing the Chicago Cubs.
There you go. Very fun. Okay.
Yeah, Red Sox lost.
They did?
Yeah.
I've seen the Red Sox win once. Okay, I was going to say I've never seen them win. I've seen them win once. It was in 2007. They clinched the division that game.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I saw the champagne celebration, everything.
Nice.
They went on to win the World Series that year.
Amazing.
It was a great journey.
Yeah.
Well, Post Malone, he was just at and I don't know if you guys are hockey fans at all, if you keep up with hockey.
I love hockey. But I appreciate it, yeah.
Sure. Well, there's a new team in the NHL this year in Utah. Do you guys know what the team is called?
No.
They have so many beautiful national parks in Utah.
They do. There's so many things that they can name it.
It is the National Parks.
The Utah National Parks. Well, Post Malone, who's a Utah resident, apparently, didn't realize he lived in Utah.
I get it. Utah is absolutely beautiful. I did not appreciate that when I lived in California, and it was a very short drive away.
Okay.
Is Utah close to California?
It's about an 8-hour drive.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the weird team called?
Let me pull up a map.
Well, Post Malone, there's a video of him on social media riling up the Utah
National Park.
The Utah Hockey Club.
That's their name?
That's the name of
the Utah Hockey Club?
The Utah Hockey Club.
They couldn't come up with anything else?
It's kind of like when the Commanders were the Washington football team for the season.
Right, I remember.
Wow. We don't have a name, so...
We're just the Utah Hockey Team.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, we play hockey here in Utah, too.
Yeah. The Utah Hockey Club, they lost. Despite Post Malone's best efforts in riling up the crowd,
right?
They gave him a what's it called when you bang a drum? What's it called? A stick?
You mean a drumstick?
They gave him a drumstick. They gave him a big drum. And they said, yeah, get the crowd involved, okay? We need our Utah Hockey Club fans to really get behind us. And they did not.
Yeah. I have a new name for them.
Yeah.
Instead of the Utah Hockey Club.
The Utah Drumsticks?
No! Oh. The Utah Butt Cheeks. 46 times we've said Butt Cheeks 47 on the air today.
Wow, can we hit triple digits?
I mean, we can try. What do you think, Cindy?
You guys are going to go talk to Jeff after this, not me.
All right, we'll see you in the 9 o'clock hour.
If you want me.
Yeah, we absolutely do. That's a very talented Jordan Burns over there.
Butt cheek.
That's 48. David and Cindy, Q106.5. Well, my sincerest apologies.
For?
I had the countdown to your birthday wrong.
Really?
It's 40 days to your birthday. Oh, 40, okay. Not 39.
All right. I'm 40. Not counting down to my birthday.
It's Cindy Campbell over there. I'm David.
That's
it's
right.
Q106.5. Thanks for laughing with us on a Tuesday. 40 days until Cindy Campbell's birthday.
That's right.
22 days, though, until what's that holiday? What's that holiday coming up?
Ho,
what,
ho, ho.
What's that? Yeah.
Christmas.
Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
That's what I said. Yeah.
You stole Santa's thunder.
I did.
With that being said, Miss Cindy Campbell, I have a question for you that I would like to ask, if you don't mind.
I don't mind.
How much did Santa pay for his sleigh?
You have such a smirk on your face.
Because you haven't ruined my punchline yet.
No, I haven't got one yet.
How much did Santa pay for his sleigh? He has a sleigh. He had to buy it. How much did Santa pay for that sleigh?
Nothing, because he charged it. I don't know.
You were close. Yeah. Nothing. It was on the house.
Oh. Okay.
Buddy Veal, what's your favorite color?
Speaking of Christmas, we're talking about if you get the Christmas gift of a ticket to go anywhere in the world. I mean, anywhere in the world. Where are you gonna go? Think about it. Oh, yeah. What? An island, maybe? You want to go to Scotland?
Yeah. You haven't committed to anything yet.
Oh, I think I've been inspired by a few people.
Okay.
Now, you can leave us a voicemail on the Q106.5 app, and I think this person is going to inspire me, and it's Paula.
Okay.
Who's a very sweet woman, sent me a great hoodie that says, I am so freaking cold.
Right.
And Paula, thank you again for that hoodie. I love it, and it does keep me warm. Let's see what she has to say.
Good morning, David and Cindy. This is Paula. If I could go anywhere, I would choose Australia, a place I've always wanted to explore. I love the accent, the animals, and the land. Cindy, my birthday is also in January, so from one Capricorn to another, as they would say in Australia, good day, mate. Have a ripper of a birthday. See you guys. Love you.
You too, Paula.
Yeah, we love you too, Paula. I think I might pick Australia. I've been there. I've been to Australia, but there's so much more to explore. So I think that might be where I want to go back.
That would be cool.
I don't know. I'm not going to commit yet.
I'm getting a geography lesson.
Right.
Because it's changed so much since I was in school. Deborah Sullivan Johnston wants to go to, and I had to look up how to say it, Mauritius.
Mauritius?
And it's in Eastern Africa.
Oh, okay.
I think I said that right.
Yeah. Gosh, I would love to go to Africa,
too. But I never even heard of it. I don't know any of the African countries except, you know, Zimbabwe. That's like the only one I know.
Right. Yeah, I would love to go to Africa. Gosh dang it, why'd she ruin me? I was going to commit to Australia, now I want to go to Africa. Oh.
Then there's Cora who says Nashville, Tennessee, and my husband and I were actually watching...
Yep. Struggle with it.
Luke Bryan's special, his series on Hulu.
Okay.
Where that all takes place in Nashville, and I'm watching all the sites and everything. And I said, man, I miss that. I used to go every year.
Yeah, Nashville's great.
Nashville. Yeah. And my husband said, does this mean we have to take a trip to Nashville? So, yeah, Cora, I would love Nashville, too.
I mean, from Maine, can you drive there? How long
well,
is that?
Yes, you could.
It would be like, I mean, you're looking at what, a day, maybe?
The airport's cool, though. You get to the airport.
Oh, the airport's
great. Sometimes there's
live
performers in the airport, which is
yeah, it's so awesome. Much fun.
Yeah.
All right. Where do you want to go? Amber says, Amber Busey? We always love when you chime in. She says Australia too, but I've never been on a plane. And even at 40, I'm terrified to get on one. Oh, you got to beat that terror.
Yeah.
I understand it. I hate flying too. I hate it. But if you want to go to Australia, I'm telling you, it's worth it. And now, you know what? I'm committing. Australia. I want to go back. So if that's my gift, if I get a gift for Christmas, I'm going to Australia.
Okay.
If I get a plane ticket for Christmas, I'm going to Australia again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's a very cool country. 207-991-9500. Your Christmas gift is a trip to anywhere in the world. Where are you picking?
You can also leave us a voicemail or a message on the Q106.5 app.
We're David and Cindy. Thank you so much for listening to Q106.5. FGL. Q106.5. We're David and Cindy. Happy Tuesday. Thanks for laughing with us. We are talking about if you get a Christmas gift that is a ticket to anywhere in the world, where would you go? And one of our favorites has left a voicemail on the Q106.5 app. Such a cool feature. You can do it anytime. Download the Q106.5 app.
Yeah.
And just record it.
Yeah, it's easy.
Here's what Howard had to say.
Good morning. You haven't heard from me for a while.
We haven't.
I think I really would like to go to Hawaii. Mm-hmm.
Is that it? Is that?
Oh, that was it.
Oh, that was it.
Yeah.
Hawaii Howard,
is good.
We miss you. You used to leave a voicemail every day.
Yeah.
Step it up, Howard. Step it up. And Hawaii is a good response. Love that.
Yeah. Melissa Seller says, anywhere but here.
Oh, my gosh.
Doesn't matter. Just get me out of here.
Don't tell me that. I bought a plane ticket to come here 8 months ago. I love it here. Although, talk to me after Wednesday night, because apparently we're getting a lot of snow and a lot of wind.
That's right.
We're running a little bit late here. We'll be joined by the very talented Jordan Burge in the 9 o'clock hour. And we'll continue taking your calls on this topic. 207-991-9500.
Or leave us a message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app.
We are David and Cindy, Q106.5. Happy Tuesday. David and Cindy join every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Burge.
Oh, thank you.
Look at him over there.
I know.
Who? Wait, where?
Jeez Louise. Wait, tell him to stop shouting.
I know.
Wait, who though?
Hey, Jordan, we've been talking about all morning long.
Okay.
You get to choose one spot, all right? It's your Christmas gift, and you get a ticket. You get to choose one spot to go to anywhere in the world. Miss Cindy Campbell chose?
Scotland.
I chose Australia. I want to go back there.
Oh, okay.
That's going to be my spot.
Scotland, Australia, a couple great options.
Okay. I'm so anxious to hear what you have to say.
Why are you smiling already?
Because I know you're...
Wait, can you ask me the question?
Yeah. Okay. You get a Christmas gift. It's a ticket to go anywhere in the world.
Okay.
Jordan Burge.
Sure.
Where are you going to go?
Probably heaven. Heaven?
Heaven?
Yeah, just to see some friends and family. And
it has to be on the
that I haven't
on Earth.
Seen in a long time.
On Earth.
Wow.
Oh, maybe like Hawaii.
Hawaii would be cool. Oh, hey. I'll be right back.
Oh, Cindy's leaving.
Okay.
Where's she going? What did she just? She just left.
Look at her over there.
Yeah. What is it, Cindy? Where are you going?
Speaking of gifts.
No. What is she doing?
Look at this.
No. What is this? Oh, you stop it right now. My birthday.
Yeah. Happy you.
My birthday was like a week ago.
I know, but you haven't been around, so.
This is probably early for
you. I have to take an extended celebration, you know.
Very good. Okay, do I open it up on air?
You can open it.
I'm kind of nervous. You know when you open gifts around the Christmas tree and you got to, like,
fake? Nothing's going to bite you.
That you like it?
Oh, thank you. Yeah. This is exactly what I wanted.
I love that we're still celebrating my birthday. You stop it right now.
A card?
You have to read the card first. I'm going to read it on air.
Okay.
Here we go. I'm going to read everything. All right. It says,
A birthday riddle. Why did the chicken cross the road? Because chickens are really, really stupid.
And so are you, David. What the heck?
That's what she said.
He's the riddle man, right?
That's literally what she said.
Every day.
Happy Cindy Campbell, you did not have to do this. I have a king's crown.
That's your birthday hat.
There we go. I'm ready.
What are we doing, Cindy? Why are you doing this to me?
Making my narcissism even worse.
Hey, you got to have a birthday hat, right?
Oh, this is fantastic. Hold on. I'm not even going to wear my headphones.
Yeah, put the crown on.
Okay, got the crown on.
You got to get the photo.
Oh, this is great. Oh, Patriots hat. Here we go. Are you kidding me?
So you can jump on the bandwagon when they're on the
good. Now I can look like I belong here. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, and then some cornhole beanbags that are Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm so conflicted. Do I like Tampa Bay now or do I like the Patriots? You know what I do like? That I am king. This is fantastic. Where's my royalty music? Hold on.
Wow, this is incredible.
Thank you very...
You're welcome. Happy birthday.
Well, here I am. I am on my throne now.
Yeah,
I am on the throne.
Whether or not you were on the throne is up to you. I don't need to know that.
Well, you know what? We're going to commercial break, so I might. Thank you, Cindy. This
Happy
is so
birthday.
Sweet. Thank you. I don't even know where to go from here. I was so thrown off by this. All right, coming up, we'll continue taking your responses on where you would go for Christmas if you got that gift of a ticket to go anywhere.
Yeah.
I'm going to go take my throne now. We'll be back.
Okay.
David and Cindy, Q106.5. Cindy, I love you. This is fantastic.
I love you,
this
too.
Still blown away. Q106.5, David and Cindy, joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Burge.
Oh, thank you.
Miss Cindy Campbell, on December 3rd, has surprised me with a birthday gift, which what happened on November 24th.
Right.
And we're celebrating again.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you gave me a crown.
I did.
You know I'm very egotistical. This is not helping.
It's so good on you, too.
Look, I mean,
stopped into, what is it, the Party Time store, I think, out by the mall. Anyway, and I walked in, and I'm like, I want to get a couple of things. And they had this bin, and it was full of these crowns, and I'm like, that is so
this
perfect.
This is so sweet. Now we're celebrating my birthday again. I love this. This is fantastic. Wait. Turn off that music. Immediately.
Okay, smile. Big smile. There we go.
We're taking photos.
Yes. Gotta get the photos.
Cindy gave me a gift. That's so sweet.
I gave you two gifts, actually.
You did?
Yeah.
Patriots hat, the crown. You give me three gifts. Four, because I got a sweet card from you, too.
Five. The bag is pretty nice. Did you get to keep the bag?
He gets to keep the bag.
Look at that. The bag you get to keep.
Right.
So here's my next question. I'm going to follow up with that.
Okay.
Jordan Burge.
David?
Oh. Man. Dude, I...
Cindy, why couldn't you have done this during like the 7 o'clock hour?
I'm sorry, I should have put your name on it.
I look at you like my younger brother.
Wait, no, do you remember what I showed you last week?
Maybe a cousin. I don't know.
A cousin?
But like nothing? Really? You have nothing?
I showed you something last week. Do you remember?
Nothing! You have nothing for me!
It's not your birthday!
It was! It was! To be fair, it's not even my birthday month, but Cindy started it again.
Okay.
So really, there's like no surprise from you?
Do you want me to?
Dang.
Do you want me to go out and get some?
That is brutal.
You know what? I'll be right back. Okay?
You know what? Let's go to Howard on the phone. We are talking about, speaking of gifts, if you get the Christmas gift of a plane ticket to go anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
Where would you go?
Right.
Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Howard.
What's up, Howard?
Hi, Howard.
Good morning, Cindy. I think I also, I forgot to add something to that voicemail.
What's that?
I think I would like to take two of my favorite girls with me.
Two of your favorite girls?
Nikki,
yeah.
Yeah, Vicky, and I think I'd like to take Cindy off. If Jim would let her go.
Yeah, Howard.
I don't think Jim would let me go to Hawaii without him.
Look at that. Howard chewing his shot. Good for you, Howard. Howie, you little devil.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm an old man.
You know what? I'm going to be the same way. I'm going to be hit on everything left and right. Howard, thanks for calling in. You have a great day.
You guys have a good day.
Goodbye.
Bye.
All right. Cindy.
Oh, yeah, no. Nope.
The offer's been put on the table.
I mean, it is a trip to Hawaii.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right.
I'm jealous. If I'm being honest,
yeah,
we didn't even get invited.
But I really love my husband, and I really like him to, you know, stick around.
I love Jim, too, but... Oh,
but it's
been a weekend with Howard. That's the next question. What would you do for a trip to Hawaii? Tuesday. We're David and Cindy, Q106.5. Q106.5, David and Cindy join every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Furch.
Oh, thank you.
Cindy Campbell's birthday is 40 days away.
It is.
Is that
40
right?
Days
yeah.
Away.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's 4 and 4.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Well, we still got you. 40 days.
Yeah, it's a ways away still. Okay.
But we do have 20.
It's next year, actually.
Oh. It is next year. It's January 12th. Right. For anybody who wants to put it in their calendar, make sure that they wish Cindy Campbell a happy birthday. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, we do have another holiday coming up. It's 22 days away from...
What holiday is it?
Cindy.
Yes.
Help me out.
With what?
22 days away from...
Christmas.
Oh, thank
you. I forgot about
Christmas.
I'm sorry. I was very busy putting your picture up on Facebook.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're doing that. Yeah.
106.5 Facebook page.
Yeah, that's good. Yes. Great. Well, can I check it and make sure that I was flexing hard enough? Okay. Nope.
That's
a big and no.
Yeah, and if you want to see David not flexing, check out the Q106.5 Facebook page.
By the way, now that I mentioned that we're 22 days away from Christmas, I do have a question for both of you. If you don't mind, I would like to ask you guys.
I have not gotten one of these today.
Yeah.
So I was listening earlier, and when he said, what did one Christmas tree say to the other one in my car? I said, oh, lighten up. And then I wish I was here for that one.
Well, you weren't. You weren't. You're here for this one.
Yep. Okay.
So let's see what you can say. Do you want to go sit in your car? Maybe it gives you kind of inspiration.
Yeah.
Right, what does Santa do when his elves misbehave? Oh, his elves are mischievous. 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 Say it either way.
Mischievous.
Mischievous.
And he doesn't just put them on the naughty list?
What does Santa do when his elves misbehave?
He puts them on the shelf?
Mm.
He fires them?
Mm. Close. He gives them the sack.
Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color?
You should add on to that every single day. Get like more and more insane. Like make that like a really long sound bite by December 21st.
Where do you think I'm going with it?
What do you think I'm going to do?
Earlier in today's show, we were talking about how I had a tragedy at 4 a.m. this morning.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I'm lucky to be here.
You're not kidding, David. You actually are. Like, you could have fallen and hit your head.
I know. I took my dog out. Mm-hmm. I didn't know this about Maine. You little tricksters. You have snow on the ground. Mm-hmm. Well, you think it's snow.
It is snow.
It's not snow.
On top of the ice, which makes it even more slippery. Mm-hmm. Slipperier? Even slipperier.
Slipper.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Mischievous?
Mischievous. Mischievous?
I was taking my dog out.
Is there a mischievous?
This poor guy, he had to go out. He's walking in the ice now.
He had no problem going out.
No, he looked like he was in pain. That's why he was like trying to run away. And that's why I had to go chase him. So I run down the patio stairs to go get him. Second step, slip, fall. And I land on my left
butt cheek.
There we go.
Okay.
Okay, we've been doing a tally of how many times we can say butt cheek on the air. That's 49, folks. We got to step it up.
Wow, we really
we were going to hit triple digits this morning. But yes, I fell on my butt cheek, 50.
And what did you say when you fell on your left butt cheek?
I said, ow!
Wait, you said ow?
I bet that's what you said.
My butt cheek hurts. 52. And now I have a huge bruise on my left butt cheek, 53.
You need to get some salt so you don't fall on your butt cheek.
54.
And not pink Himalayan salt. You have enough of that. You don't need any more pink Himalayan salt.
I ordered so much pink Himalayan salt because everybody said you need to get salt for the winter in Maine.
Just going out there grating it yourself?
Yeah, no, I ordered $300 worth of pink Himalayan salt. Yes, in the containers. And now I know it's worthless.
No, you didn't.
I did. $300 worth.
What?
I did.
So we're all going to watch movies and eat popcorn at David's house with pink Himalayan salt.
I mean, it tastes great. Different kind of salt, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's not going to help. It's not going to help. It's not going to help prevent me from landing on my butt cheek. 55. 55 is good. That's a good number.
That's a good number.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Are we cool with committing to 55?
55. We're done. We're done talking about. Don't say any more. 55's good.
All right.
55's good. All right.
55's good.
We've also been talking about if you get a Christmas gift, that's a ticket to go anywhere in the world. Where would you go? Let's go to the phones. Good morning. Who's this?
Steve, and I would go to Las Vegas.
Ah.
Yeah. This is firefighter Steve.
David and Jordan, would you go to Vegas with me and Chief Stroke?
Oh, Vegas sounds very fun, but it sounds very dangerous, too.
The three of us together would...
I've got the timeshare. Okay. I've got the timeshare. Ooh. You buy the plane tickets, and we will go out.
When's the timeshare?
Whenever Jordan can get permission from his future wife.
That might not happen.
That's why I said that.
106.5, that, of course, was Luke Bryan. We are David and Cindy, joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Furch. Oh,
thank you so much, David.
Yeah. Did I just go through puberty again?
I don't know what's going on here, but...
I went through puberty.
Suddenly, I have the lowest voice in the room.
So, the countdowns are Cindy Campbell's birthday. I can't get any deeper.
40 days away.
Why can you get deeper than me?
Toyota.
Hold on. No. Okay. We're going to go. We're going toe to toe, buddy. Let's go.
Kickboxing.
40 days away. Cindy Campbell's birthday is 40 days.
Cindy Campbell's birthday is 40 days away. And coming up in 22 days.
It's Christmas.
I feel like we're going to get sued.
Merry Christmas.
Super copyright.
Yeah.
No, but we are going to get annoying because I keep telling these bad jokes.
That's right. Which now, explains the card that I gave you.
Which
I
love.
It was a bad joke, and it was perfect for you.
To recap today's show, Cindy Campbell did give me my birthday gift, which was last week, and I really appreciate it. Cindy, thank you so much. You're the sweetest thing in the world. And also, it's very annoying because your birthday is 40 days away, which means I now have to buy you a gift. Gosh dang it!
Why are you looking around, Jordan?
There's reverberations throughout the building. When he went, gosh dang it!
By the way, Jordan,
the building shook.
I want you to get Cindy Campbell a gift. Okay.
Okay.
I do. In 40 days is her birthday.
I will.
You know what it is? It's the crown on his head. Now suddenly he has more power.
Yes.
Like you get her a gift.
Part of my gift was the crown. Yes, thank you very much. Part of my gift is the crown, and I'm wearing it right now. I mean, come on, I'm royalty. Let's go. I'm king. I'm on the throne.
I'm
going to
regret doing this, aren't I?
Why did you do this?
I don't know. I'm starting to wonder that.
You get Cindy Campbell a gift, but I'm going to stare you dead in the eye and remember that you got me nothing.
I'll get her the same thing I got you. I'll show you that. I'll show you whatever.
That works for me. That's okay.
All right. We said 22 days until Christmas. With that being said, I have a question for both of you.
Okay.
What does Santa do when he gets a cold? Oh. What does Santa do when he gets a cold? Oh, poor Santa.
It's the 23rd of December.
He blues.
No.
Really good.
No. Close though. 23rd of December. He's like, oh my gosh, I have to get to work tomorrow. I have to get better. What does Santa do when he gets a cold?
He missile blows.
Man, that's good. That's good.
I don't know.
He gets sanitized.
I like mine better.
I like yours better too.
Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color?
I keep running into my microphone over here. It's been a long morning.
It's been a fun morning. We wrap up every show with words of wisdom. Who wants to go first?
I'd say it's fun to celebrate your birthday when it is your birthday. And if you're going to celebrate your birthday when it's not your birthday, don't put that burden on other people. Really Make stupid. That your own thing.
That's so stupid.
Okay. So that's so stupid?
Yeah.
And it was a stupid?
It's not good.
I'm going to retract what my words of wisdom were. Cindy, I'll do what your words of wisdom
were. Where's my gift, Jordan?
If your coworker's birthday is just like a couple of months before your birthday, get them really good gifts, and then they feel pressure to get you really good gifts.
Yeah, 40 days. We get it. 40 days until Cindy Campbell's birthday. We're going to celebrate her. Although we celebrate her every day. She is fantastic. Mm-hmm. And thank you for my gifts today.
Your words of wisdom?
You gave me a crown as part of my gift.
I did.
And I'm wearing it right now. It's a king's crown. And, well, you know what? When you know your king or you know your queen, you walk that royalty walk. Do it. Know your worth. And I know my worth.
Yeah.
I'm waving goodbye.
That's right. Bye-bye.
Nobody can see it.
No, he's waving.
But I am king.
That's right.
Jordan Burge is up next.
Got a code that could send you to Gulf Shores, Alabama. You could be a king at the Morgan Wallen Sand in My Boots Festival.
There we go.
Code is coming up at 10:20.
Very cool.
Have a great rest of your Tuesday. We're David and Cindy, Q106.5.